Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on a Friday here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Coming up this morning, first half our show is live. Second half will be recorded. We'll hear from Andrea Adams, USD 3-3 Transportation later on. We'll replay that interview with Todd Holmberg from this morning. The McCain Fall Series announced this morning. And we're going to start things off, though. Our leadoff hitter this morning is Ben Jedlicka, Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Games. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, excuse me, Game Warden Ben Jedlicka joins us here this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Brandon, it's Friday again.
That it is. Always good to talk to you on a Friday.
Yes, I've got things not so much for this weekend, but get your pencil out because we've got a long list of dates and things going on. August.
We had a fish clinic, was pilot program at Pot 2. And that was July 1st, and we're going to do another one on Thursday evening, 5:30. Now, the pre-registration is required, but it'll be at the River Pond area, and we've got at least half a dozen boats. Maybe we'll get it up to a dozen boats that are volunteering to take people fishing on a boat. So bring your life jacket, but it does require pre-registration. And it's Thursday evening. So that's what's coming up this week.
All right. It sounds like that's at Pod County State 2, right?
No, we moved it. We moved it to a paved area with paved boat ramps, River Pond area.
River Pond, okay.
But please call to get pre-registered. We're limiting the participants. I'm planning on watermelon again, but it is going to be everything you need will be there. Now, not like the Manhattan Lake Association. They give away fishing rods and fishing equipment. We will loan some equipment out in order that people can go fishing on Thursday evening. So that's coming right up. Also on that day is the Wildlife, and let me get it right, Kansas Wildlife Parks Commission meeting. And the Kansas Wildlife Parks Commission meeting has a fishing regulation change being considered, and that is for Tuttle Creek Lake. Right now, you cannot keep a fish, or a blue catfish, under 35 inches. And that is going to, they're proposing that changes to 30 inches. You keep one a day over 30 inches. Guess how much a 30-inch catfish weighs, a blue catfish?
30-inch
Give me your best guess.
I'm going to say 20 pounds.
12 pounds.
Okay.
Or maybe a little less, but you can keep one of those a day, and the reason for that is it takes them a while to mature in order that they can reproduce. That reproduction is happening in Tuttle Creek, so the proposal is to change it to from 35 inches to one fish over 30 inches a day. But on top of that, you can keep all you can catch up to 10 per day. So that is a big change in regulation. You may keep up to 10 under 30 inches and one over 30 inches each day. So that's the fishing news that is current.
Okay, good to know. So, And when does that take effect then?
Well, it's not passed yet, but I think it's going to be for 2022 is what is being proposed. And I think that the commission meeting that starts at 1 o'clock, now that commission meeting also has a 9 to 11 session, but it's more informational. And the public can listen in, they cannot participate. But they're talking about deer regulations. It'll be deer quota and deer management in the state. That's from 9 to 11. At 1 o'clock, the commission meeting starts, and that's when they start talking about regulations that might be changing. And that is one that affects Tuttle Creek. So that's coming right up. Also, it's on the same day as our fishing clinic. It starts in the evening, August 5th, on a Thursday.
Okay, got it. Well, fishing is always a lot of fun, and I haven't done as much this year as I would like to. I did a lot more last year, but are you guys seeing a lot of people heading out to Tuttle and taking advantage of
it? Well, last night, with the heat, people's activity outside changes somewhat, and I'm going to play Stump the Host. I get a lot of questions about Stump the Game Warden, but at what age do you need a fishing license, Brandon?
What age? I believe it's, I want to say 18, but I don't think that's right. I'm going to say 16.
It's 16, age 16.
Oh, okay.
And last night, this is kind of news, it just happened last night, that Lockheed Ford had a couple of 16-year-olds that needed a license, and they were ready to go buy one. By the way, if you turn 16, you can get a hunting and fishing license that lasts until you turn 21. It lasts from 16 to 21, and it's about $75. So the cheap way to go is, you know, a gift. If somebody has a 16th birthday coming up, is a $75 less. It's less than 75, but about $75 allows you to hunt or fish until you turn 21, a five-year license.
Not too bad. 5 years from now, it'll be 2026. So, all right. Very good. I'd be 41 then.
Okay, well, then into the 40s. See, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
Now, there's no semi coming up on me, but a plane just went over.
I thought so. Is that a crop duster or something?
Might be. It could be. I'm up in the sticks, Brandon. I'm up in the sticks.
We're talking to Ben Jellica here on News Radio KMAN. You have hunting listed here as one of your topics. What kind of hunting news do you have for us?
Well, this we offer four times a year, Riley County Fish and Game Association sponsored hunting education. And our hunting, there's two types of hunter education. One is you take it online and then you go to a field day. And the one that I'm announcing today is the traditional. We meet on Tuesday. It's pre-registered at the state park office. But we meet on Tuesday, a field day on Saturday, and a Tuesday test night. So that is the traditional course. There are also courses you take online, and then it was 90 days. Within 90 days of taking it online, you had to take the field day. And what happened was the field days fill up. They fill up fast. But due to last year, the terrible year of last year, we now are allowing people to take the online course and within a year sign up for a classroom field day. So those courses are available, but August 20th, oh, my, it's right on the notes. 24, 28, and 31st is the local traditional hunter education course.
All right, keep those dates in mind.
We've also moved the field day was always conducted at Fancy Creek Range, and I just came from there. The progress, the ground is broke. All the buildings are down, all the concrete is out, and they are reclaiming the lead from the berms, but that is under reconstruction. I don't want to make promises I can't keep, but by the 4th of July next year, we should have a brand new reconstructed range at Fancy Creek.
Awesome. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We've been shut down since March of last year, so it was a successful project for those 10 years that it operated. It always was in the black, and the dedicated volunteers, again, we can't do what we do without dedicated volunteers. The fishing clinic's going to have volunteer boat operators and people to help. The range has always had volunteer range safety officers, and that's just a huge thing to have the volunteers.
Well, Ben, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back and we'll continue in just a moment. We'll talk more about target shooting and water safety here with Ben Jedlicka, game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks here on KMAN.